The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 18. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on March 30th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 6, Chapter Number 1. Text number 18.
Так сьогодні от ми читаємо Шримад Бхагаватам, пісню 6 главу, перший текст номер 18.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Prayaschitani chirnani.
Prayaschitani chirnani.
Narayana paranukam.
Narayana paranukam.
Na nishpunanti rajendra. Sarakumbham ibhapaga
Sarakumbham ibhapaga
Prayaschitani chirnani
Prayaschitani chirnani
Narayana paranmukam
Narayana paranmukam
Na nishpunanti rajendra Sarakumbham ibhapaga Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement even if they perform them very well. Purport. To take advantage of the methods of atonement, one must be at least somewhat devoted, otherwise there is no chance of one's being purified. It is clear from this verse that even those who take advantage of karmakanda and gyanakanda, but are not at least slightly devoted, cannot be purified simply by following these other paths. The word prayaschitani is plural in number to indicate both karmakanda and jnanakanda. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, karmakanda, jnanakanda, kevala, vishara, bhanta. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur compares the paths of karmakanda and jnanakanda to pots of poison. Liquor and poison are in the same category. According to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, a person who has heard a good deal about the path of devotional service, but who is not attached to it, who is not Krishna conscious, is like a pot of liquor. Such a person cannot be purified without at least a slight touch of devotional service. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam sajiva. Sadaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha So liquor pot is pretty dirty, you know. So, don't be a liquor pot. Liquor pot means not interested in devotional service. Even after having heard about it, still not interested. That is likrpa. Even Prabhupada says hearing a good deal about it. That means hearing a lot about devotional service. But is still not attached to it. Likrpa. So the point is, hearing about devotional service is not enough. To elevate yourself beyond the liquor pot status. To be elevated beyond the position of liquor pot, you have to become attached to devotional service. Wake up. Do you have anything you're attached to? Sure, we all have things we're attached to. Somebody's attached to their laptop computer. Somebody's attached to their MP3, their iPod. Somebody's attached to their baby. Somebody's attached to their husband or their wife. Every one of us has some attachment. So, if you want to get out of the liquor pot status, you have to be attached to devotional service. So you can study the nature of attachment by examining your present attachment or attachments. And you can judge, do I feel the same way about devotional service? Am I attached to devotional service? Or do I have some other attachment that is motivating me to engage in devotional service? We've seen in our movement many people who come and many people have gone also. They came to this movement for some time, they're very enthusiastic, and now they're gone. They want nothing to do with this movement. The Kripat. We have to be very, very attached to this movement, you see. Because this movement is a movement of devotional service.
Потому что это движение, это как раз и движение преданного служения.
This movement, if we remain attached to this movement, we will naturally be engaged in devotional service. So this temple and this Hare Krishna movement form under the name of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's very important to be attached to this movement. I have god brothers who say, I want nothing to do with this ISKCON anymore. But I have a problem with that attitude. Because if one leaves the movement, what are they saying by their example? Acharya means one who teaches by his example. Do as I do. So if someone leaves the movement, what are they doing? They're saying everyone should leave the movement. They're showing that example. In other words, they're killing what they're doing by leaving the movement is killing the movement. We don't say the movement is free from difficulties. Just as each one of us has spiritual difficulties and material difficulties, this movement also has spiritual difficulties and material difficulties. So, should we end it? Or should we mend it? We should work together to overcome whatever difficulties this movement may be going through. We should not end it, we should mend it. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Varadamadar ki jai. So if I leave the movement, or someone leaves the movement, then they are saying by their example that this movement should be ended. So the point is, this movement should not be ended. This movement was started by Srila Prabhupada for the purpose of saving the suffering humanity. Just because we may not like something doesn't mean we should leave. If something is going wrong, we should stay here and work to correct it. That's all. No matter what happens, we must never leave this movement. Srila Prabhupada explained, this movement is an incarnation of Krishna. This is the ISKCON incarnation. So Krishna is present right now on this planet. He is present in the form of ISKCON. Some people say, well, I don't like institutions. So what is ISKCON anyway? What is the meaning of ISKCON? Is it the buildings? No. Is it the bank account? No. Is it the legal documents? No. What is ISKCON? ISKCON is us. It's the when the devotees come together to chant Hare Krishna, to read Prabhupada's books, that is ISKCON. It's you and me. When we all get together to serve Prabhupada, that is the meaning of ISKCON. Simple thing.
Вот это и есть означает ИСКОН.
So why would we want to stop getting together and be alone? Sometimes we hear, well, I'm much more Krishna conscious when I'm alone than I'm with the devotees. Because I'm with the devotees, I find so many faults with the devotees. But that's not true. Because we actually need a transcendental association. If we don't have the association of devotees, by our very nature, we will take the association of non-devotees. It is stated, man is a social animal. So if we don't take shelter of the association of devotees, sooner or later, we will take the association of shelter of non-devotee association. You may say, but I'll just be aloof. I'll go into solitude. I'll just be alone. I'll go into solitude. But I guarantee you that won't last. Sooner or later you want to associate with someone. Because that is our nature. We all want to associate. So if you don't associate with devotees, you'll end up in the association of non-devotees. And by their bad association, you will gradually be dragged down into sinful activities once again. And your spiritual life will be ruined. We need each other to be strong. It's like one stick alone, you can easily break it. But a whole bundle of sticks, you try to break it, you cannot break it. Therefore, we need to remain bundled with the devotees. Bundled in association, bundled tightly with devotees. In this way, Maya will never be able to break us. In the English language, there's a saying, united we stand, and divided we fall. So, if we remain together as a family of devotees, dedicated to working with each other in a loving mood, tolerating whatever disagreements there may be, then we will be strengthened and empowered in our Krishna consciousness. Then the material nature will never be able to pull us away from bhakti yoga. So therefore we're asking everyone to remain packed up tightly in the family of devotees. Whether you're living in the temple, you're living at home, in both cases remain tightly packed up in the association of devotees. That will protect you. That will make you strong. There's an English word, juggernaut. There's an English word, juggernaut. It comes from the Britishers coined the word juggernaut from the Sanskrit word jagannath. Jagannath means the Britishers, they saw the Jagannath festival in Puri, you see. They saw this huge carts coming down the street. This powerful force, you see. So they current this word in English, Jagannath, which means a powerful force which cannot be resisted. So my point is this. If you remain packed up in the association of devotees, you will be a juggernaut. No power on earth will be able to take you away from Krishna consciousness. You become very, very powerful. You simply have to remain packed up tightly with the Vaishnavas. That Vaishnava Sangha gives us strength. It makes us very strong. Keeps us from falling down to the liquor pot position, as described here. So this is a very important lesson we should remember. Simply hearing about devotional service is not enough. You have to become attached to it. And the only way to get attached to it is to dive into it, like diving into the ocean. Simply sitting and watching the kirtan, that's not good enough. You got to jump in there and sing and dance with all the devotees. Simply watching the devotees do devotional activities is not good enough. You have to jump in there and do it yourself. Serve out prasadam, wash the dishes, cut the vegetables, do service. Go out and preach. Go on Harinam. Distribute books. Dive into devotional service. Get attached to every type of activity there is. Cleaning, cooking, accounting, collecting, spending. Get attached to every sort of activity there is in devotional service. And then you'll never fall down. This is the poignant advice which is coming to us from our acharyas. They are telling us to become very, very attached to devotional service. Because I can guarantee you this. If you're not attached to devotional service, what will you be attached to? Sex life. We have to get attached to devotional service. Otherwise, we remain caught up in karma chakra. You say, but, I mean, how could I give up my attachment for sex life? I mean, you know, women are really beautiful, men are really handsome. I mean, how could I give up my attachment for sex life? But Jamunacharya Albandru of South India, he very poignantly stated, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padarvinde Nava nava rasa damanun yataran tumasit Tadavadivatanari sangame smaryamane bhavati bhukushushtu nishtivanam cha. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, deriving ever increasing pleasure from that activity, whenever I think of sex life, my lips curl with distaste. And I spit at the thought. Krishna consciousness is the higher tip. Just imagine the most beautiful woman you could ever see. She's nothing compared to Krishna. Or the most handsome, beautiful man the woman could ever want to feast their eyes on. He's just a piece of stool compared to Krishna. So Krishna is all attractive. Everything about him is beautiful. His smile, his eyes, his eyebrows, his toes, his elbows, his knees, his dhoti, his flute, his peacock feather, the way he talks, the way he laughs, the way he sings, the way he walks, the way he runs, the way he sits, the way he lies down, the way he jokes. Everything about Krishna is all attractive. So simply become attached to devotional service to Krishna. And you will learn how to experience Krishna within everything. At every minute. In all times. In all places. You will learn how to connect with Krishna. How to experience His personal presence right there with you. And how to have loving reciprocation with that supreme, all-beautiful person at every second. That is Krishna consciousness. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes, Bhakta Leonard.
But probably people who are practicing Krishna consciousness, if they have some difficulties with other devotees or something else, probably they think that if they're gonna give up association and they're gonna go to associate with materialistic persons, they probably think that then there will be no problems. But actually, the problems will still come, right? So it's better to have those difficulties and lessons in association of devotees and overcome in the association of devotees.
It's always better. But
так есть, что случается так, что если у преданного есть какие-то проблемы в отношениях с преданными и там недостатки или что-то, он так и думает, что лучше уйти куда-то и общаться с обществом непреданных, когда проблем не будет, но так на самом деле не происходит, тогда действительно так, что лучше оставаться в обществе преданных, пройти все эти всякие трудности и всякие нюансы.
You're asking that we need to learn how to relate with people, so it's better to learn how to do that with devotees?
Well, how to say, the thing is that all those difficulties and problems, they are like lessons, right?
Yeah.
So it's we should better take it in the association of devotees.
The lessons will be very clear if you're in the association of the devotees. But if we're away from the association, we won't even realize that they're lessons, and we won't be able to properly take advantage of them. Actually, the lesson we learn in the association of Nirvana devotees is to give up their association. That's the lesson to learn. Of course, we associate for the sake of giving them our association. That's preaching. We don't run away to the Himalayan mountains. We're right here in the middle of all these non-devotees in Tallinn here. We are meant to associate to give them Krishna. Any other questions?
Yeah. One of the main reasons why devotee is leaving devotional service is Vaishnava Pratka.
Devotees.
One of the main reasons why devotees leave devotional service is Vaishnava Pratka.
Vaishnava Pratka?
Yeah. How we can, like, don't do Vaishnava Pratka?
How do you avoid it? I remember I heard one class by one of my godbrothers in Vrindavan. And he was saying, don't commit Vaishnava Aparad. I was thinking, well, if that's all you know, then I think, well, I guess I better just not associate with devotees, then I won't commit any offense. That would be one approach, you see. Just stay away. But that itself is an offense, actually. Because the great Vaishnavas, they order us to associate with devotees. So if we don't associate, then that itself is a Vaishnava parad. So then how do you associate in such a way not to commit aparad? One of our great acharyas, he has given the hint. His name, Narottam Das Thakur. He is very nicely sung. Anande Bolohari Pajav Dindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. That's the answer. You understand? He is saying, Anande Bolo Hari, ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Bhaja Vrindavan, worship the Holy Dham. And always worship in within your heart the lotus feet of Guru, Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade, and the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. So there's your answer. You're not only meant to worship your Guru Maharaj, you are meant to worship all Vaishnavas, seeing them as Krishna's representatives. Therefore, every day we pray, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patiram Vamanevyo Vaishnave Burma Nama. It should not only be on the lips, it must be from the heart. Not just for 5 minutes a day. 24 hours a day. You must worship the Vaishnavas in your heart. If you think of some devotee, you should think of his, what wonderful qualities he has. But what do? We think, oh, he's so lazy. He's so sloppy. Unneat, not very neat and clean. He doesn't bathe enough. He doesn't bathe often enough. He smells bad. We think of so many bad things, you see. He doesn't do this right, he doesn't do that right. He's got so many bad qualities, he's puffed up. He's envious. He eats too much. He sleeps too much. We find so many faults. You see? That fault-finding mentality kills our ability to relish the holy names. You can only relish the holy names to the extent that you relish the association of devotees. Every devotee is a representative of the name. So only to the extent that you appreciate and love the Vaishnavas, only to that extent can you appreciate and love the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, we have to learn to love and appreciate all the devotees. Not just Srila Prabhupada. Not just my Guru Maharaj. Not just the advanced devotees or the medium level devotees, but even all the neophytes, the struggling neophytes who have so many anarthas. We have to love and appreciate them also. That's the only hope they have. If the advanced devotees don't love the neophytes, actually, they're not even advanced devotees. They don't love the neophytes. We need advanced devotees who love us. So we neophytes can get out of our neophyte condition. So you want to know the secret of spiritual advancement? Learn how to love all the devotees. Learn how to give loving service to all the Vaishnavas. On every level. Learn how to see that every jiva soul in this universe is actually a Vaishnava. That they have simply forgotten it. So in this way, if you learn how to appreciate the jivas, especially those who have taken the path of Krishna Bhakti, then you'll never commit a Vaishnava Aparadha. And if by past bad habits you do something that's a little offensive, then you can immediately apologize in such a wonderful way that it completely wipes out the event. So, there's your answer. Yeah. How do you deal with those who are committing offenses? The answer is that depends. That depends on your relationship with them. If they love you and they trust you, then you can correct them. But if they don't have that love and trust relationship with you, it's better to keep them at a distance. Because they don't love and trust you, and you try to correct them, they'll just commit more offense. It's better to keep them at a distance. But if they, that's why it's good to develop love and trust relationships with all the devotees. So that whenever there is need, you can give them proper instructions and they'll take it. Yeah.
I have a question. On one lecture I heard that you must engage all you have in the devotional service. Your mind, your body, your feelings. How to do that?
Yeah. So, you can use your eyes to see the beautiful form of the deity. You can use your nose to smell the incense offered to the deity. You can use your tongue to taste prasadam. You can use your mind to think of the pastimes of Krishna and the teachings of Krishna. You can use your ear to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Use your intelligence to understand this most advanced philosophy in the whole universe. Use your feelings to feel great joy to behold the deity form of the Lord. Use your feelings to be very joyful to see a spiritual master. Use your feelings to become very joyful to see a Vaishnava. In this way. Does that answer your question? Very good. Any of the ladies have questions? They've been quiet back then. Any of the men have questions? All right, the time is up. So, we thank you all very much for so nicely receiving us on this brief stop over here in Tallinn. We have already booked our tickets to come back again in the fall, so we will see you again later this year. Kindly take this process very, very seriously. Put your heart and soul into making this temple a wonderful, wonderful spiritual oasis. So that anyone who comes here will feel connected with Krishna. So that anybody who comes here will feel connected with Krishna. Have nice kirtan, nice prasadam, nice deity worship. Work very nicely under your new president now, Ananda Vardhana Prabhu. Everyone should contribute their time, their energy, and their money as much as possible. To make this place successful. This will give great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. So, thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Peace, grace, Srimad Sankarsana Dasari Kari ki jai.